This podcast is presented to you by SatelliteToday.com, the leading online source for business news and competitive analysis in the satellite-enabled communications market.
Hi, this is Julie Samuel, managing editor for Via Satellite Magazine and online producer for SatelliteToday.com. I am reporting from NAB 2008, and I am on the show floor talking to Chris Branscom, chairman, president, and CEO of Wavestream. Would you like to say a few words to introduce your company?
Thank you. Wavestream is a new entrant in the power amplifier business in the satellite world. The genesis of Wavestream was in government-funded research during the 1990s at Caltech and UC Santa Barbara, and has in the last years manifested itself in shipments to our first customers and now a growing book of customers. The rationale for Wavestream's entrance into the market and the traction we're getting is all based on our core technologies, which are spatial power combining technologies. And the simple way to understand this is that we combine the power from several transistors in a much more efficient manner than standard combining technologies, to the point where our semiconductor content is typically half what is required by our competitors to produce the same output. And most listeners to this program, I presume, will know that the semiconductor content drives everything in an SSPA. It drives the size, it drives the weight, it drives the power consumption, and it drives the cost. So we have advantages on all four of those fronts, and again, that's the foundation that has allowed the company to attract capital and to gain new customers in a very competitive environment.
How much of your business is with satellite customers?
Substantially all of our current business is with satellite customers. We developed a very high power microwave amplifier in the multi-kilowatt range for a terrestrial application, and we'll be able to talk more about that product later in the year, but right now that's as much as I can share with you. That product has been developed and has been demonstrated to end customers. But all revenues right now are satellite uplink revenues.
Can you tell us what were the most significant satellite-related deals for Wavestream in the past year, if you're able to disclose this?
I'll point to one, a very substantial KA opportunity that was competed for by most of the industry, and we're very proud to have secured that business. We have a relationship with a very substantial Japanese company that's established in the SATCOM business, and we are private labeling one of our KU line directly to them, where they have an exclusive rights to sell that product in the Japan market.
How much of your business do you do with commercial? I understand you do a lot of business with the military sector.
Less than half. The percentages will change. We believe a lot of our business in Japan and in Asia will, substantially all of that will be commercial, and that piece is growing. But there's this interesting blending that happens, and as we talk more about the military market, oftentimes you'll see technologies developed specifically for the military, and then those technologies find their way into the commercial space. However, with the military's focus on adopting and embracing commercial off-the-shelf products, we may see even more products that initially find a home in the commercial space gaining a larger presence in the military space. And one product line that I think we'll see more of as time goes by is high definition. And I viewed high definition as content in the commercial space. And I think as the military gets exposure to and then access to high definition links, so that they can have a high definition link into a special ops situation or into a battle space, either from an airborne platform or a terrestrial platform, I believe the consumers of that video making the command and control decisions are going to insist on high definition content so as to enhance their decision-making ability. So I started answering the question, what's going to be big and commercial? I think it's high def. We have a number of initiatives with companies that are putting together high def terminals, and we have, I think, the most attractive amplifier to work with a compact mobile terminal in that space. And I think there's a big future for that in the military space.
Are there other trends that you see emerging from the military market, new needs that you need to accommodate for?
There's two mega trends, I think. One is the military's deploying their Ka satellite capacity. One satellite's up, another two or three will be launched this calendar year, and a total of six will be up to complete that constellation. The bandwidth increases are astounding. It's a brilliant move by the military, and it will enhance their communications network dramatically. That is part of what I think is an even more interesting megatrend, and that's a megatrend described by Robert Kaplan in one of his books. Mr. Kaplan writes books on military, and they're all current in today. He speaks of the current deployment of U.S. military forces as being the second expeditionary era for U.S. military forces, the first expeditionary era being pre-World War II. From World War II until the end of the Cold War, he described that as a garrison era where we had fixed garrisons against fixed known threats. With the types of threats that the United States faces now, and most Western nations face now, it takes a much more nimble, expeditionary deployment of forces to be effective in countering and challenging those threats. And that expeditionary deployment requires nodes that can be very mobile, and from highly mobile nodes deliver tremendous amounts of information back to command and control centers. And this plays to comm on the move and very rich content, high bandwidth comm on the move. So I think that's the big trend and one the Wavestream is very well suited for.
Are you developing new products to adapt to these needs specifically?
Absolutely. That's the heart and soul of what we do. Our value proposition can be viewed in two slices. To the extent we compete against traditional solid state suppliers of products, again, we can produce the same power out with half the semiconductor content and with all the advantages, size, weight, efficiency, and cost. The other aspect of that, it's a little more subtle, is that this allows us to take our technology up to power levels that were heretofore the sole province of the tube suppliers. And so when you look at our business that way, not only can we compete very effectively, and I think we can dominate where we choose to in the solid state space, traditional solid state, we can also move up and have a much larger addressable market in a space where a number of users have been looking for a tube solution, and we're bringing something to them that's very cost effective, very competitive with what they've been buying.
Is there anything else that you would like to say today?
It's nice being here at NAB. NAB is a great show, even for companies that sell a lot to the military. Again, there's this crossover that you see between the military users and the commercial users. But this is a great show for companies like us to get together because senior management shows up in Las Vegas. So you get to have some fun and mix with senior management from your colleague companies and even competitor companies.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Julie.
And we'll be talking to you soon.
Hope so.
This podcast has been brought to you by the editors of SatelliteToday.com. For more podcast interviews and satellite communication news and analysis, visit us online at www.satellitetoday.com.